Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and welcome to another wonderful spiritual teaching video for you, because you have much to learn about yourself, about who you really were intended to be, not who you are now. And I had to learn this lesson myself. We are beginning part number 8 of the wonderful series from a letter from some object lessons that I had to learn. I had to write down some questions and answers that people were asking me about myself, who I was, what my purpose in life was, what I was to do. And I had to learn how to answer these from a different perspective than being a licensed clinical mental health counselor, a wife, a daughter, a mother. I had to learn. So I'm here to help you as I was helped. Here in this King and Kingdom series, our leadership development classes, we're going to be in part number 8 of The Return of the King. And now comes the days of the kingdom. These were words that I had to learn, speak, and live out through myself and within myself. And you will need to learn how to do this also, so that you can see you are not who you think you are. You are someone else that you have not yet met. So let's pick up where we left off. We were discussing some of the things that when I learned what I was to do, who I was, and what I was to bring to the earth, it changed my life. What helped me was to watch a man called Dr. Miles Monroe from the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He grew up in the Bahamas when it was a colony of Great Britain. So he knew about kingdoms and kings, and God helped him to understand that we, humanity, are ignorant kings. We know little about kingship, kingdoms, rulers, majesty, and we had to learn. I sat under him as a master teacher, student rather, as a disciple. He's in heaven now with his wife, Ruth, and he was instrumental in changing my life. Read all his books. I was a member of his Bahamas Faith Ministries Church every Sunday night, live, on my laptop. I learned that I was a king spiritually, that I was to bring a kingdom called heaven to earth, and to demonstrate the kingdom of God's power within that to all humanity and to the earth. So let's pick up where we left off. And we're going to begin part number 8. But first, let's open with prayer. Dear God of creation, the great King of heaven, in the third heavens, help me to teach what you have taught me. Help me to reveal what has been revealed to me. And I thank you for your truth and light, and for your spirit that you put in us to help us, to lead us and guide us. And that you are always working to improve us, so we're no longer ignorant kings about ourselves. Thank you for all that you have given us through your word, your example, through circumstances, and in life. We thank you that you continue to care about us and that you teach us. In your name alone, thank you. Amen. All right. We're going to pick back up here in part number 8. I was talking about some of the things I had learned I was to do as a spiritual king here on planet Earth, to humanity and to nature, and to some evil creatures called demons, devils, and Satan. They were from another kingdom who were the adversaries spiritually of God. They were in the kingdom of darkness, that ruled by ignorance and fear and torment. and the fear of death, and lies and deception, and pride, and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. They had fallen from the kingdom of heaven themselves, or rather, they were kicked out. So let's pick up where I was also teaching you more about what you are to do when you discover you are a king. You are to spiritually proclaim, tell, speak about the spiritual kingdom of heaven, of God, the great King, the great I Am, and all of its reality, its blessings, its benefits, its authority and dominion, that all spiritual humanity, everyone in a dirt body, lost due to Adam's rebellion. He decided not to obey, decided to follow his wife who he married, which was his soul, his helpmate, and he ate and tasted of a tree that he was not to eat from, and he fell. The light, the truth that was in him left, and he had now living under shame and humiliation, and his light and knowledge of the kingdom of heaven became darkened, and he became spiritually separated from God, his Father, and his kingdom, and became just a flesh creature. Even his sperms were changed, and the woman, the helpmate's eggs were changed, and all humanity, that included me and you, fell into darkness, ignorance, separated from God's heart of agape love and from the kingdom of heaven itself. Then I learned I was to spiritually assist the spiritual least of my spiritual brethren, all of humanity, those not back in the family of God, the King of Heaven's family yet. For they had not become, as you would say, born again. They had not received again this light, this truth, and changed spiritually. But I was to help them become born again. I was to spiritually assist humanity in their final separation from their physical earthly house, their physical body, the dirt, the humus, and help them enter into the full presence of their spiritual Father, God, the Creator, the Lord. Help them through death and the process, the transition into the eternal being that they had become. I would not lose one, not even a child in the womb, or someone who never had been born again, as you might say, or believe in this God. I would go find them on their road to hell, and if I had to enter hell and go into death and the grave myself, I did. I was given the keys and all authority in hell, and I've used it many times. I learned that I was a spiritual king, a ruler, a judge, a fighter, a warrior in the spiritual kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom, God's domain, the spirit of the Most High God. Because I am a non-gender being, I can be either gender that God needs me to be. I can be a male or a female. Don't think just because your earthly body is of one sex, you are different in the realm of the spirit. I can take on many shapes, for I am as my Father who says I am that I am. I can be whatever I need to be to help people. I can be a flame of fire. I can be just a light. I can be a male, I can be a female. I'm a non-gendered spirit that is able to change and be whatever is necessary to get a job done. I am of my Father, the great King of Heaven. I am his offspring, from his seed, his sperm, and his egg, his helper, his woman, my mama, agape love. And as a spiritual king, ruler, judge, fighter, warrior, my spiritual mission, my assignment, my command, my charge, my orders, here on earth and in the second realm of the spirit, is to push back, fight against the spiritual agenda of Satan, the king of darkness, the adversary of God's spiritual desires and his plans, and its rulers and its powers and its principalities and its evil wickedness, devils and demons and lies and deceptions, its prisons. I am to do spiritual warfare against this kingdom daily, in prayers, in thoughts, in deeds. I am very busy most of the time, even though I don't look like it. I can pray cutting the grass, pray doing the dishes. I can pray when I'm taking a shower. I pray. I talk to God. I speak to the enemy. I declare and decree God's edicts on earth, for nature, for humanity. I work with angels. I can help God and his desires, because I have become a part of his family. I am submitted to him and him alone. My flesh does not rule me. My soul does not rule me. The culture I live in does not rule me. Family does not rule me. Traditions do not rule me. Religion does not rule me. Only God and his will and his heart and his purposes rule me, guide me, and teach me. For I am his and his alone. As a spiritual king in and of the kingdom of heaven, I have been given all spiritual authority and dominion of the kingdom of heaven. I have been given all spiritual access to the host, the army of heaven. These are angels who are loyal to God and to the powers that rule me. And hopefully you too, here on earth. Do you know what happened maybe a year or two ago? We had so many storms here in Pensacola, Florida. We have a little dog that gets so frightened with the thunder and lightning. I needed rest. I asked God for help. He sent me an angel. His name is General Light. He's up in the heavenlies, way on up there. And he keeps the storms and the lightning at bay. We've not had a hurricane here in Pensacola, probably going on 3 years. Well, there's been hurricanes. But General Light keeps my place here, where I live, peaceful, so that I can do God's work. And I'm not in a storm. I have to be peaceful, and God helps me. As a spiritual king, I am to take spiritual territory, land, provisions, wealth, resources, people that are in Satan's kingdom, away from him. And I am to take them into captivity. I'm to come against Satan's power and his wealth. And I am to occupy the land spiritually until the true king, the great king, who sits on the right hand of God himself right now, returns. I'm to hold the land. I do that now. I go into nations and I take them back. The resources, the oil, the gold, the wealth, the water, the land, the animals. And I set humanity free. Oh, I don't do it alone. I have help. But I'm a warrior. Don't think just because I am by myself, if you looked in my home, I'm a great, mighty, spiritual king who does things for God. So let's stop right here today. And you have learned a lot about me. And if you can learn this about me, you can learn it about yourself. So you continue to follow these and you will learn who you really are spiritually. But you may have to die, I did, to your old self, to your soul's desires, to your culture, your family, your tradition, even die to religion and to what you think you should be doing. Because you cannot serve yourself, your family, your culture, your religion, your traditions, and serve God. Either God is your God, your King, who you serve and serve alone, or He will just let you fall by the wayside and He'll catch up with you after you're dead. So you be encouraged. There's a lot to learn. I'll be coming back with another part, probably next week. I'll see you then, out there, in the vastness of the kingdom. Bye-bye.